Douglas, Aries 31 has traffic 2 o'clock, slightly above.
Can you say aircraft type?
Negative, Center. No distinct outline. Tell you the truth, the target is rather brilliant. Wait a second. He's heading right for my windshield. The traffic is approaching head on. Ultra bright and really moving. And right by us, right now. That was really close.
31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Center.
Well, that's taken us back in time, Ron. Close Encounters of the Third Kind receiving a 40th anniversary re-release, the Steven Spielberg classic movie starring Richard Dreyfuss, Terry Garr, Francois Truffaut, of course, Francois, the great French director. And so tell us about this 40th anniversary.
Yeah, the clock ticked to 40 years on Close Encounters, and Sony saw an opportunity this weekend with no wide releases in theaters, so why not? It could be the number one movie in America this weekend, and they threw a little featurette on it. They remastered it. This is supposedly the director's cut, so it's a little longer than the original. I don't know how many more minutes or scenes there are, but I just remember being mesmerized by the sort of magical story that Spielberg told, and I was a big believer in UFOs, still am, right? So it all made sense to me. I loved Close Encounters.
Now, it is a limited release, though, right? Or is it going to be here for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it'll. When I say limited, it's just not that many theaters. It's not everywhere, all theaters. Like, I think there's 700 prints work in the U.S. instead of the 2,000 or 3,000 of a normal wide release.
Now you say prints. Is this going to be digital or
it's digital. Right? We don't have film projectors anymore, Scott.
All right. So what's the other film that is really tracking for the holiday weekend?
Well, Tulip Fever stepped up. A film that's been on the shelf for a while. The Weinstein Company decided they would take advantage of this opportunity and release a movie with three Oscar winners, Judi Dench, Alicia Vikander, and Christoph Waltz. We're going back to 1630 in Amsterdam to do with this sort of forbidden love romance drama. Also joining the cast, Zach Galifianakis, Cara Delevingne, Dane DeHaan, who plays the artist commissioned to do the portrait of Christoph Waltz's young wife, Alicia Vikander, and they fall in love, and the rest is sort of the drama of the Tulip Fever.
Now, you say on the shelf. Was this film made?
2014.
I know. Okay.
It has been sitting around for a while, and there are no reviews or Rotten Tomatoes scores, so that's not a good sign, but I love this cast. I it really looks cool. Very, obviously, a period piece, and I don't know about the storyline, but it is rated R, but Tulip Fever is filling the void this week.
Now, Patty Cakes opened on Wednesday. Why Wednesday?
Good question, Scott. I mean, the rhyme and reason to this August, as far as release patterns, is really lost on me. But this is an interesting movie, getting really good reviews about a young New Jersey girl wants to be a rap star, and being young and female and white, that doesn't always work so well in the biz. Daniel McDonald, though, getting great reviews as this, girl from the other side of the track, sort of a la 8 Mile. The mashup I heard was 8 Mile meets Little Miss Sunshine. It was a very intriguing movie, rated R for language, but I get a kick out of this sort of modern poetry that is rap music.
Now, there's also a TV program that's going to be making it onto the IMAX, which seems kind of odd.
Right.
To take something from the small screen and put it on the biggest screen that
yes.
you have.
Well, that's Marvel for you. I mean, Marvel's got that brand, and they're launching Inhumans exclusively on the IMAX screen. It'll be on TV September 29 with 8 episodes. This is the first 2 episodes. And IMAX has done this before. They did it with Game of Thrones before season kickoff one time. So it'll look fantastic on the big screen. Reminds me a little bit of X-Men. That's sort of the feel of it, the superhumans trying to protect themselves from, the regular people, I guess. So that looks interesting.
Now, on Wednesday, the Los Angeles Times came out with an article that said that this is the worst summer movie season in 25 years. What they tracked from the first weekend of May through this weekend, they're projecting $3.78 billion, which is down 16% from last year, according to their figures. And so that's they're from Los Angeles talking about right. around the country. How right. about here in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, it's been the same. I mean, it's all product driven, Scott. So when we talk about wide releases going nationwide, those have failed to live up to what is a summer standard of $4 billion. And really, August was the main culprit here. We had nothing in August to do big business. There's some good movies in there, like we talked about Wind River last week or Logan Lucky from Steven Soderbergh. There's been some good movies in this month, but nothing worked at the box office. Our whole month was down. Our whole summer is down. But fourth quarter looks really good. So, you know, we may come back up to record levels yet.
Now, in terms of looking back, if people mm-hmm. a few years from now or even 10, 20 years from now are looking back at the summer of 2017, what's the movie or the movies that are going to stand out?
Once again, the big brands, the big sequels, the Guardians of the Galaxy kicking it off, DC Comics, Wonder Woman, and again, Marvel with Spider-Man. Those were the big three that all did over 300, close to 400 million, sort of saved our summer in the blockbuster sense. But and we had Baby Driver, and we had 47 Meters Down, and we had, Girls Trip. Some of them break out like every year, but not enough of the big tentpole blockbusters worked. Dark Tower was a disaster. Baywatch, of course, you know, the list goes on and on. Transformers, none of them lived up to expectations.
You know, you talk about Dark Tower. In some ways, Dark Tower was about 20 years too late.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenon for Stephen King.
Right.
Back when they were short stories, fans were looking for them, mm-hmm. seeking them out. So I could see where that was a little bit late. But speaking of Stephen King, there's the biggest movie for the first or the second weekend in September, next weekend, is It.
Yes, tracking 60 million or more. Pre-sales have been fantastic. Early reviews are good. It's great to see a movie in September tracking that kind of business.
All right, well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.